Some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way, like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see, you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way, like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure. I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's schedule. I ride by my lonely cause these niggas telling.
Snitch,
and you know that I'm a felon. Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feeling. A nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. I had my test, nigga, trust me. Best set me down for the questions. I don't know nothing and I kept it stepping. Nigga too real, I won't fold under pressure. Holding that water, won't spill it.
I will.
When I die, nigga, secrets. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way, like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see, you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way, like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure. Pressure bust pipes, we know you ain't right. Neighborhood news channel on site.
Loose lips, but he never wanna fight. Smoking pressure, I be high as a kite.
Under pressure, I perform quite nice. Circle small, cause these niggas ain't right. We ain't never been cool or tight. Thoroughbreds keep around me all night.
If you got a problem, nigga, we'll saw him. Lay him down so he can't do no talking. I blame, man, this hammer get the sparking. Niggas ain't safe, he a moving target.
Once I see him, then you know that I got a power for the shit that he popping. Bodies flow like a shuck. Up by the wrong fold, but that
I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do. You know it's my way, like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way, like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you born under pressure.
They will.
What up, hey. What up, what up, what up?
Hey, happy hump day.
Happy hump day. What's going on, Tasha?
Another day, another dollar,
man,
right?
Man, listen. It's a special day today.
Is it?
I don't know, because it just felt different today. I don't know. I woke up this morning. First of all, I ain't sleep last night. Okay. But when I woke up this morning, I don't know. The vibe was different. Like, it was all sunny outside. You know, it just felt like a good day to go to school. I don't know. Like
for the kids, for you.
So you never had a day like, you know, back in the day when you were in school, whatever. You woke up and you like, I want to go to school today. I don't know. I want to show out or whatever. I want to see somebody special or, you know, just want to do something different. I don't know. It just felt like one of those 80s, 90s days. I don't know. It's a little weird.
The sun out.
Yeah, I ain't seen the sun.
Sun's out, guns out.
Something like that. Look, man, I'm working on mine. My summer body's getting right. I'm going to be all right.
That's right. Now's the time.
I'm be all right with it.
Now is the time. I'm with you on that.
So, definitely a reboot from last week. You know, wanted to have Miriam back here because she is a special, special guest. There was a lot of feedback. A lot of feedback about PPP loan. I know you received a lot of feedback from your group over there as well. So you know, we wanted to bring her back in, ask her some more questions, deliver some more information about PPP, but more importantly, talk about, you know, what's going on your Wednesday. How's your day so far?
My day is going awesome, and it's, you know, I always look forward to these days now. So I really am having such a fun time doing this. But just to touch back on what you were saying, for those of people that may not have tuned in last week with us, you're talking about Miriam. Miriam is I've deemed her the yum yum queen. she has come out with a phenomenal product, her yum yum juice. And so, yeah, she will be on here with us a little bit later to talk to us a little bit about it. But no, you're absolutely right. I have definitely gotten some questions.
Right.
We were having a little bit of some technical issues last week, so some people weren't able to hear all the information clearly, mm-hmm. weren't able to see us clearly. So right. we're trying to We working on it, right? Day by day, every week, we're getting better, right? So making sure that that everybody can see us clearly and hear us clearly, and make sure that if anybody has any questions, anything like that, that you definitely have all the information that you need to reach out to us so we can get all the information to you. So
absolutely. Yeah. So this is a platform to do it, you know, to be seen, recognized, to do marketing, things like that. If you want your business heard, hit us up. Holla at us. You can holla at Tasha. Tasha, what's your information?
So you can reach me on Instagram at tparties by PR. That's letter T, P-A-R-T-I-E-S by PR. On Facebook, I'm Natasha Woods. And then my website for my business, for those of you who don't know, I'm a peer romance consultant for the last couple of years now. My website is www.pureromance.com/Natasha Woods. So
absolutely. So for your marketing needs, please hit me up, the gwig, thegwig.com. For any marketing, photography, you know, setting up websites, things like that, holla at me. If you would like to get on the show, let us know. If you got a question, hit us up. I have byovibe@gmail.com. Send us an email, any questions or anything like that. But outside of that, let's get this thing started. Quick question for you. Have you had any issues or anything? What's your favorite thing about going out? Because as you know, the restrictions in Virginia was lessened a few days ago. And they're allowing more people to go out and drink till like 12 and so on and so forth. What are you looking forward to going out in these next couple of days as the weather breaks?
I don't know, just, you never know, right? Like, and I feel like that about life in general. Like, you just never know who you're going to meet, mm-hmm. who you're going to see, who you're going to, you know, encounter, what, you know, the day brings, or what kind of adventures you're going to stumble into. You know, just even going to the gas station, whatever, you know, I run into right. people all the time. I went to school, I'm at school with that literally yesterday, since it was nice. I took my daughters for a little walk. We walked to the gas station, and I mm-hmm. saw somebody I went to school with and I haven't seen in 20 years, you know. And you just never know. You never know what the day's going to bring. So that's something, you know, I like to get cute, go dress up, you know, go out. You never know who's going to come into your life.
It's
going to
be so wild.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When the outside opens, it's going to be wild. I don't know what's yes. going to happen, but I'm here for it. I'm bringing my tea everywhere, and I'm just sitting there sipping, and I'm just going to watch and record it, dog. I already know some of y'all acting up, already getting their nice dresses on and all that stuff and the outside clothes, but, you know, big up to y'all. I know y'all planning your trips right now. Everybody's planning their boating trips, you know, the cruises and stuff, while the stuff is still cheap, you know, in hopes that, you know, the outside, quote-unquote outside, opens by June or July. And I think that's when the government's saying, like, towards the end of spring, early summer.
Yeah, we'll see.
So we'll see how it goes.
I know I'm ready for it as well. I agree. Because I already can start to see, like you said, just when the weather peaking out, I've seen people, you know, driving a little faster. The cars seem like they're a little louder. The bike's out a little bit, you know. And like you said, yeah, summer weather is here. And as we should, you know, we've been locked down for over a year now. So yeah, it's time, as you should definitely enjoy yourself, enjoy this summer. And that, and I would hope that, I know for me personally, you know, I'm definitely more appreciative of the little things, you know, of having the get-togethers, having the cookouts, having the small things, just getting to bond with your people and just people that you miss. You know, I think we before taking all that stuff for granted, right? Just to be able to sit down and have a conversation and everybody feel comfortable. You know, just being able to kick it at your house and everybody not feel like I got to wear a mask or, you know, stay apart or whatever. So I'm looking forward to hopefully getting to that point where we can do that and just be comfortable. So
are you getting the shot? Did you get the shot?
I have not gotten it yet. And I've been saying for the longest that I'm not interested in getting it, but I do want to travel. And I do have to travel actually a lot for my full-time job. So, and that's something I really enjoy traveling. And to do that, it's like I can't have it both ways. So I think I'm just going to go and suck it up and do it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes.
And then also, too, as you know, I do, you know, I have so many different endeavors going on right now, and I'm exposed to so many different people and moving around and all this and that. I think it's just only fair, honestly.
Yeah, I heard the first, I don't know, it's like two rounds, and there's so many different shots. You got AstraZeneca's, you have Johnson & Johnson's, you have Pfizer's. All proven to be well, but, you know, I don't know. Not
equally. Actually, I was literally talking to my coworkers about this today at work. So Johnson & Johnson, apparently, like, they're the percentage of the, you know, how good of a quality it is, it's like a 72% or something like that, compared to Pfizer being at like 96%.
Right.
So we were kind of making a joke, you know, we're like, well, the agency we work for, like, they gave us the bootleg one, you know, like, you know, and also too, like, you know, no shade but shade, like Johnson & Johnson, they've been pumping out this, you know, powder that's been making people sick and giving people cancer for years. So it's like, do you really trust them for
Johnson and Johnson.
Yeah, but so I'll probably be looking outside of my job to look to get the Pfizer. It seems like the way to go. Yo, so
is it going Pfizer?
That's what seems like the way to go. Like I said, that Johnson & Johnson is 72%, 96%. That's a big difference.
It is, but I don't know what they're measuring. Just like you don't know what they're measuring when they're saying that you have COVID. You go into the hospital, everybody's so saying, I got COVID, or they got COVID. And they may not even have, it may be a false positive, but they're getting bread for it. I mean,
this whole thing is so fluke. It really is.
Everything is fluke.
It really is.
And we still don't know where this came from.
No.
Just to let you know, everybody's still under the impression this came from a guy who ate a bat. For real. That's the story. That's how legend says.
I have my own conspiracy theories about that, but I'm gonna let that be. Yeah, so,
we'll let it go.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Interstate Snake. Appreciate you, Chief. Slid me the out here personally, man. The sweatpants. Jones was actually official. I like them. Really good.
Oh, I saw you with the gray sweatpants. Yeah, I saw you. I seen you.
I was sitting down. And relax. Everything's PR regulated.
Okay.
We're good. Okay. We're good. I'm just saying, man. No, I was cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I got to shout my boy out, you know, for the nice little sweatpants. However, you know, if you're out there fishing, you know, you get yourself some, you know, out here personally in the state snake.
Get it right.
I'm just saying. It is what it is. They work, man. Anyway, long story short, but let me ask you a question. Kids and planning. So my kids personally, they're going back to school. My daughter's going back on Friday. She goes to Kyle Wilson. Her first day back is Friday.
Oh, hold on real quick. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kyle Wilson. When I first moved back to the area, my daughters went to Kyle Wilson, mm-hmm. which I don't know if we talked about this or not before, but
mm-hmm.
that's so awesome. I think, you know, for, I'm sure a lot of people don't know, but some of us do, cause I've seen some of our classmates watching. We went to school with Kyle Wilson.
Yes, we did.
And he was a firefighter in the Woodbridge area. He passed away fighting a fire.
Yep.
So I'd left the area for a while, but to come back and see that they had actually, named a school after him. And like I said, no, he was one of my classmates and, you know, a buddy of, and did you play baseball with him, right?
Kyle was my best friend.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. So how trippy is that for you then? For your kids to go to that school?
Well, you know, I don't really tell a story about it because I mean it's still some painful stuff.
Okay. I'm sorry. I did not realize that.
It's cool. It's cool. You know, shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Wilson, Coach. His dad, Coach Wilson, was my coach.
Okay.
So when I first came down here. You know, I was playing baseball. I mean, I was raised in sports, football, mm-hmm. baseball, basketball, track. This is what I did. Mm-hmm. I was an athlete. However, you know, when I first came down here, I wanted to play baseball. You know, the Wilsons took me in. We used to do the sleepovers, mm-hmm. you know, he had a pool, so everything was cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. It was one of those 80s days. It was like, it's a really good feeling day. You know, I felt good in the spirits and good vibes. I knew him for years. Still know that. I ran into Mr. Wilson the other day. He had a birthday. Happy birthday to him. But they're really good people. Chris, you know, Mrs. Wilson, Mr. Wilson, Kelly. She has a beautiful family right now. But, yeah, they're good people. Good
That's
people.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I did not know that. Well, anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Shouts out to the big bad man out there. So, the big bad man being my father. Happy birthday, sir. I know he's listening. I appreciate it. Mr. Linwood Mason.
Hey, Mr. Linwood. Happy birthday.
Sir? I'll be by after I'm done with here. I was running around, but I already told Mom I'm going to be a little late. So, happy birthday, Chief. That's number 71, man.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Still alive, still kicking.
Hey, enjoy it
Talking
every day.
Shit too, man. That's my guy, though. That's my guy. But real quick, let's back to what we're doing. Have your kids started school yet?
Yeah, so my girls went back a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm glad they did. Like, they were just, like, anxious, you know? Like, it was just... It's been over a year, you know, they needed to be around other kids besides each other, you know, and you know, I have a couple of friends here and there that we've visited with here, you know, on occasion throughout this journey we've been on, but they needed the interaction. They need to get out of the house, you know, they just really needed it. And I've noticed a difference in their behavior. Yep. They've just kind of like leveled out. So, you know, and thank God, you know, they're third graders. They're smart enough to know they're hip. They know they got to wear their mask. They know they got to keep their hands clean, you know, and they're not gonna be perfect with it, but I know the teachers are working with them. So I've noticed a significant difference in their behavior and their attitude. And so I'm grateful. They're doing good. And I just pray over my babies every day, you know, before I send them out. But yeah, so they've been back a couple weeks now.
Now, quick question. Do they have to get the shot before they go to school? No. I know mine didn't.
No. I honestly think, and I don't know, I'm not an expert, I haven't done any research, but I don't think that they're really worried about the kids right now. I think they're worried about trying to get all the adults taken care of.
Right.
So I think the kids still come later. But no, they didn't have any requirements as far as, you know, any shots, just wear your mask and social distance and that's it, pretty much.
That's kind of scary, man. That's a little different.
Especially during recess. I don't even think
that's
about
what I'm saying. They're on the jungle gyms.
I know they're wild.
They're playing with the, you know. I don't know.
We just wash up when we get home. I mean, I don't know. You know, it's like we can't live like this forever.
We can't.
So,
but it's interesting. We learned a lot. I'm gonna tell you what. You learn a lot about your kids.
Yeah.
You learn a lot about the ones you don't like. There's some kids y'all just don't like. You know, you don't like some of the kids. There's one that you be looking like, man, you lucky.
Just want to push him down.
You lucky, man. You lucky. I'm talking about you, too. I'll tell him. I don't care. I have no cut cards. I whoop him in Uno. I'll beat him in Monopoly. I'm poor sport. But you're going to learn to win. You got to win. Everybody wants a winner. You want to be a winner. Win.
We do want to be winners. And so, watching the time, since we all want to be winners, I want you to start talking about PPP because, like I said, I've got a lot of questions about PPP and about people not being able to understand or hear you clearly last week. So let's talk about us being winners.
Right.
Let's talk about these PPP loans.
So let's talk about this money, right? So Paychecks Protection Program, that's PPP. So a lot of you guys have heard about it. You may have not heard about it. But, you know, the federal government has implemented it in the CARES Act last year under the old administration. Within that, you know, small businesses were eligible for grants and loans, right? Some of it could be forgiven, but there's others that you would pay back at a 1% interest rate. Now, what's happening, what's unique now is that a lot of people are creating their small businesses, right? You got to figure out how to make more money and then, you know, write your taxes off at the end of the year by supplying services. So previously, you were able to create an LLC through the IRS.gov website, and it was free. I don't know if you guys know it anymore. It's not free anymore. So the government got wise. They said, you know, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars to get it this fast and X amount of dollars to get it this fast. I went through the portal. But you're able to do that. But outside of that, there is, I think, $130 billion out there for small business loan. I mean, this is a lot of money.
Where does money come from? God, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I don't mean to interrupt.
Taxes.
Yeah.
Taxes. Okay. It's two things you can't escape is what?
That's true. Death and the rate. J. Cole said. No, taxes.
Death and taxes, man. So either way, Uncle Sam's going to get his money. So we're paying this.
Yeah.
You know, this is taxpayer dollars, you know, but you know, it's fueled by other things, I'm sure. There's other things in the background. However, a lot of it's on our backs. So, you know, as being a taxpayer, it's very important that you go and become educated of where you can get money. A lot of people have to go out and go get these loans. You got to go to banks and got to jump through all these hurdles. I think this program, you don't have to do as much. You don't have to jump through as many hurdles. I think the big key is, number one, having an LLC formed. A lot of people haven't done that. We talked about that before. But then beyond that, you know, paying your employees. A lot of what people don't really realize, you'll have a business. Well, yeah, I got a business. Are you paying yourself? Mm-hmm. How are you paying yourself? You know, are you using checks? Are you using, you know, Cash App? You're like, how are you getting your money? The government wants to see you recording you getting your money. And I think part of the program is that, let's say you make $100,000 a year for your company. You're not there yet, but that's your aspiration. That's what you hired yourself as. I want to be a $100,000 a year person. Okay, cool. So when you're paying yourself and you're not able to pay yourself, you have to supplement that income somewhere. I think this is where the PPP loan comes into balance or comes into play. It helps supplement some of the payments that you're not able to pay your employees and their benefits to keep everything going. So think of it as a stimulus for your small business.
Okay.
So just a little bit more information about that. Right now, the second portal is open. So they've been opening them in waves. So the first portal was a small, it's came and gone. The second small business portal is for the second draw. It's from February 24th. Through March 9th. So right now it's open. And basically what you have to do, just have all your information, your EIN number, have all your, you know, state and tax identification numbers. Bring that to your local bank, whoever you bank with. It's important that you do that because what they'll be able to do is walk you through the process of what you need to do to complete the application. Not saying you're going to get a loan, but they're going to say, hey, you need to go through these portals to, you know, see if you're eligible for these loans. A lot of people are not doing that. They're trying to go through a third-party person, somebody reach out. their uncle will be like, let me hook you up. I don't know how to do it or whatever. And essentially, they're doing the same thing. They're just taking the information, they're walking to the bank, and then they're walking in it for you and charging you a fee when you can just do it yourself.
And you said that every bank has a representative, correct?
Every bank.
Specifically, you know, working on these, working on the PPP loans.
Every bank has an account representative for PPP loans. It's easier for the credit union because there's a little less, there's some other leniencies there.
Okay.
So like your Navy Credit or your Navy Federal, and mm-hmm. you know, Apple Credit Union or whatever the case is, whatever credit union is easier to go that route. However, you can go through your regular bank too, but every bank has their own restrictions and their own, you know, things of that nature. But just go in there, ask for the account representative for a PPP, tell them you have a small business, you want to know how to get through their portal, and, you know, register yourself to get a loan. I mean, you can get up to $250,000.
Yeah, and so, and just to reiterate, so that window closes on March 9th, which is less than a week away, right?
Less
That's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
So for those, I know, like me, that is on my extended list of things to do. So hopefully that's something I'm going to get done like ASAP, because I definitely want to take advantage of this opportunity. But yeah, absolutely. Like you said, we're paying into it, right? This is something our taxpayers are paying into, something we should definitely take advantage of, you know?
Yeah, so, you got to throw your hat in the ring, man. You don't
absolutely.
Know. You have no idea. This is free. I mean, it's not free money. But you're going to have a loan at some point if you want to expand your infrastructure. If you want more microphones for your podcast, if you want more trucks for your logistics company, if you want more hardware to resell, you got to expand your inventory, and this is a perfect way to do that, and I think you'll be able to leverage it that way and still pay your employees. Now, there's a special loan. There's a different loan for us. For smaller businesses, let's say you only got one or two people. It's called the Economic Aid Act, and within the Economic Aid Act, it's for folks who have 10 employees and under, you know, and you guys are eligible for up to $250,000. And again, it's supplementing the payment to another person. You know, and I'm not getting everything correct. I'm sure there's other people like, butchering it. He's butchering it. But I'm just passing along the information for people to be aware that there are programs out here. Here's the deadlines. This is what you should apply for. And, you know, it doesn't hurt. You know, I think so.
No,
I think
it never hurts. And that's what we're doing, right? That's what we're here for, to try to provide information and just give you kind of the push in the right direction, right? Mm-hmm. We're not the experts, but it definitely, you know, enough to be dangerous, right?
Yep.
But it's at least pushing in the right direction. So you can definitely take advantage and the opportunity of that. So thank you for that. Like I said, I know, like I said, a couple of people reached out to me and asked me, they're like, hey, you know, I definitely want to get some more information on that. You know, would you mind touching on that again? So we definitely wanted to be able to go ahead and do that, especially, like I said, within that window before it closes. So
absolutely. So if you have any questions, just hit me up. Again, you can shoot me over an email, byovibe@gmail.com, or hook me up on Facebook, facebook.com/byovibe.
So, just real quick, I just wanted to go ahead and take an opportunity to shout out one of the people that I've been really blessed and fortunate to be able to work with, Dr. Z. I've been working with her, actually, and she is providing, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about getting our summer bodies ready.
Mm-hmm.
She's been providing some amazing services. She has some awesome equipment that are doing some non-invasive medical procedures that are helping to eliminate fat, sculpt muscles. Definitely been taking advantage of that. Like I said, trying to get ready for the summer. I got my summer trip planned.
Right.
already. So, but you definitely want to reach out to her. She is at 703-441-3555. And again, that's Dr. Zerline Chambers Kersey. She is over here in Dumfries, Virginia. Excuse me. Hey, Dr. Z. And like I said, she's doing some amazing things. It's really been awesome watching the transformation, getting to train with her. And she's actually been helping me and training me on using the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been using them on ourselves as training, and I've been using them on her. Just watching her, especially the equipment that we've been using to help tighten and strengthen your muscles.
Right.
I've literally been watching her over the last few months just kind of be stronger and more erect. I could not help it.
I'm just saying.
More erect. Literally, just, you know, just in her core muscles and mm-hmm. strengthening her, just helping her to stand up better and walk straighter and anything like that. So it's really been phenomenal watching that. Especially for us, you know, we're busy. And for some people who are really not into working out or exercising or whatever, which, you know, of course, that's encouraged, but, mm-hmm. you know, that may not be your thing. That's just an opportunity for you to really get in next to it and help strengthen those muscles. You can just be stronger and walk a little taller and just, you know, again, you know, we're getting ready. I feel it. Like, you know, we were talking about this the other day, just like getting ready for the world to open back up, right?
Yeah,
so
buddy.
We want to come on and enjoy it to the fullest.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely hit her up. And she's going to be having some specials starting up actually very soon, now that it's March, for the spring. So again, her number is 703-441-3555. And then her website is www.drzchambers.com. So you definitely want to reach out to her.
All right. So. And while we're here speaking about businesses and things like that, what you got right there?
I have some goodies. So, knowing that we have our amazing guest coming up with us soon, The Yum Yum Queen is coming on later. Yum Yum Queen, I could not help but think about the Yum Yum juice that she's making, which naturally led my mind to thinking about what another type of yum yum juice, which is ejaculation. So specifically speaking on female ejaculation, that's something that in my parties I've gotten a lot of questions about, and that's the female ejaculation or squirting. And you know, people have asked me different questions about whether or not different women are able to do it. Is it pee? Is it, you know, all these different questions. So I just wanted to touch on that a bit and just provide a little bit of information on some of my research and my experience, what I've seen, learned, and observed as well. So, in the tantric community, which is an old sexual practice of really just focusing on the intimacy, they call female ejaculation amrita. And amrita is the nectar of the gods, and it's basically a concentrated elixir of magic and energy that comes from women. It's a manifestation that comes from women. And so it's considered in the tantric community a blessing, actually a high blessing, to be showered in amrita. So I think that's a really pretty beautiful way of looking at it. So
is that what you call it?
Yeah, why not, right?
Okay. All right, this is what we're doing.
So like I said, but I've been asked that on several different occasions, about it. So
showered.
Yes. So, and one of the things I wanted to stress, which is most important, you know, and just something I'm always trying to educate people about, is when it comes to women and sexuality, you know, such a huge part of it is mental, right? It's with our minds and how comfortable we feel. So whether it's with a partner or by yourself, the ability to ejaculate for women really rests in the fact that we have to be comfortable. We have to be comfortable. We have to be totally relaxed and understand that there's no pressure or no expectations. And that's something I think is a huge, it sounds like something small, but really, if you think about it, it really is huge. Considering that, you know, we're kind of, like I said, we're so based in that, we have to be able to release that fear and again, be comfortable. I was reading a book in the self-proclaimed, not self-proclaimed, just actually proclaimed specialist or expert in dealing with this. Her name is Deborah Sundahl, and she has done many studies and talked to many different people on this and for years, and has come to the conclusion that about 60% of women have the physical ability for their body to ejaculate. Again, a lot of it comes, the hesitation comes with a lot of women when they get to that point where they're getting ready to ejaculate or orgasm, but they feel like they're getting ready to pee. So they stop. They're nervous. They're hesitant. Like, oh my God, I don't want to pee during a sexual encounter. So they just stop it, you know, themselves. They mentally kind of block it. But I just wanted to be able to provide a little bit of a guarantee, tease, no pee guarantee, that you cannot come and go at the same time. So just, you know, for women, I just want you to be aware of that. And for men, for anybody, I want you guys to be aware that you know, it's not something you have to worry about. It feels like that because there is prosthetic fluid that fills up in the G-spot, and the elusive G-spot, and it's so close to our bladder, it presses on our bladder, so that's what gives you that sensation of feeling like you have to urinate, but it's not pee, and what it is it's caused by, and it's easily triggered by the stimulation of the G-spot. And in order to get to the G-spot, if you go between 1 inch to 3 inches within a woman's vaginal opening, we call it the breakfast nook of the vagina, and you can stimulate the G-spot. The breakfast nook. Yes, all cozy and and comfortable.
Very comfortable, too.
That helps to stimulate the sensation and the act of actually having that ejaculation. And it can be just, you know, you don't have to have a partner for this. It's something that women can do themselves. If you stick your fingers in and you want to do a come hither motion, that actually stimulates the G-spot. Like I said, that's between 1 and 3 inches inside the woman's vaginal opening. And like I said, it's not actually pee. It's not urine. It's actually a combination, like I said, of prosthetic fluid and glucose with just a tiny hint of urine. But again, so before any type of sexual encounter takes place, if you're having this encounter with the partner, it's something you're trying to work towards, it's important that you guys have a conversation and have that discussion, that it's okay, right? And it, again, just easing her mind and letting her know that it's okay. She's not, it's nothing to be embarrassed about, nothing to be uncomfortable about. It's something that is, it's natural. And it's especially if that's something some couples are trying to work towards, being able to do that. It's really not about bravado or anything like that. And that's another thing, like I said, we want to try to eliminate from that. So, again, there's no additional pressure added to the woman to do that. Just a couple of suggestions, though, you just to eliminate, again, any concern about that, is you want to make sure you actually empty your bladder before you actually start having your sexual encounter. And also, too, you can also put down a towel or a mat, something like that, to try to capture all the ejaculation. Or also, too...
Go ahead.
Also, too, is something that can be done in the bathtub. You know, just another suggestion.
Bathtub.
Yeah, why not? So, actually, for
the bathtub.
For pure romance, if it's a woman that's going to be doing it by themselves, now, you probably don't want to be doing it, you know, as a couple in the bathtub. That might be a little tight. Unless you have a huge bathtub. But for women that might be trying to do it by themselves, I mean, actually, and let me say this as well. It does not necessarily require stimulation of the G-spot. It's something that, if something that you become more comfortable with, if something that you practice and your body becomes more accustomed to doing and you build up that comfort and the confidence, a lot of women can do it after just having clitoral stimulation or some other sorts of stimulation as well. It doesn't have to be done by the G-spot. But if something that you're new to or that you're trying to kind of work towards or something you're trying to accomplish, that's an easiest way. The easiest way to do it is to stimulate the G-spot. But it can be done in the bathtub. And also, too, the majority of the devices and the bedroom accessories that are provided by Pure Romance, not only are they USB chargeable, but they're also waterproof as well. So that's why I say a good place to do it is a bathtub. If you're concerned about making a mess or anything like that, you can just do it in the bathtub. You don't have to worry about having any cleanup later. also, too, what's important if you are doing it with a partner is that you have, and I'm always, again, always encouraging 15 to 20 minutes of foreplay, whether it's massage, whether it's, you know, clitoral stimulation, you know, or stimulation, whatever type of stimulation it is, like I said, just give your body the opportunity for the G-spot to fill up with the prosthetic fluid, and for those nerve endings to be stimulated and the blood flow to continue to flow. You want to have slow and firm motions. They can be in various, you know, whether it's you know, rotating, or like I said, you can do a come hither motion. That's the easiest way to do it.
Macaroni mixer. Mixing macaroni.
But if you are doing it with a partner, just a couple of suggestions for your partner, if you're trying to get you know, your lady to be able to ejaculate. You want to encourage her. You know, you're a coach, right? You know about encouragement.
I do.
The power of encouragement,
sure,
right?
Yes, I do. I like to encourage. All the time.
So, you know, that's something, like I said, when it comes to that point, you want to definitely, of course, pay attention to her body and see kind of how she's reacting. And if it looks like that's something that she's getting ready to get, you know, closer to doing, like I said, you can encourage her. Say something in her ear, like, you know, it's okay, you know, kind of talk her through it. And having that encouragement and that support, again, it just helps encourage and enforce that relaxation and encourage as well that she's relaxed and open to release.
Now, I will say something. So, that sounds good in theory, right?
Oh no, it's not theory.
No, it's no. Okay, so you got
it's not theory.
I'm saying it's your science. It's women's science. You got it. You got the women's science.
Tell you what I know.
I'm gonna come over here on this side. Now we're sitting over here. Now, okay, you had a pure random conversation. Something like that. It's not always us. It's not always us.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. And
please,
it's funny because I was thinking about this when we talked about this last
ahead.
Time. It's not about you. That's what I'm trying to
what?
Tell you. It's not about you. That's what I'm trying to tell
about you. It's about the woman.
Right. That's what we're trying to do, right? The woman, that her body is going to be the one that's doing this, right? But it is about, again, you encouraging and supporting that relaxation that she can release and feel totally comfortable. Right. But it's not a reflection on you or your performance or anything like that. And we want to try to help eliminate that. It's not about you. Right.
You got to get to that point, though. You got to get to that point.
Yeah, but again, that's where we're doing this 15 to 20 minutes of stimulation and a foreplay. Right.
Okay.
To encourage and relax her. Right. This is her body. That's it's a journey. Right. It's an experience that you're trying to take together. But you have to be supportive. It's her body that has the capability of doing this or not doing this. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't do it, right? I mean, you can ejaculate, yes, but you can't that we're talking about female ejaculation right now, right?
We are.
Right? Yes, so that's what I'm saying. It's about the environment, the atmosphere, the energy.
Because it's about, a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that's involved in this thing. Like,
it's really not. It's really not just about being chill. You know, I'm just saying you can't be anxious and trying to hurry up and encourage it and all that. So, because, you know, energy is transferable, right? So if you're in this anxious energy of trying to hurry up and let me try to hurry up and just eat like... Women, we're gonna feel that. You know what I'm saying? We are intuitive. We're naturally intuitive.
Some people like that.
Well, some people might, and that's fine. And don't get me wrong, there definitely are people that are pros at this, and they can, you know, squirt on command. There are definitely women that can do that. I mean, but for the majority of women that are not as comfortable with it or are learning about it or, you know, just they're not pros, you know, can't, you know, do all that on command. These are general guidelines. They're for people that have questions and are trying to learn more about it. So I just wanted you to just encourage again that you kind of just encourage her to breathe through it, you know, and it opens up your whole body and the muscles and everything. I'm serious. I'm so serious.
No, you're right.
You're laughing at me, but I'm so serious. I'm trying to educate the masses here.
Breathe. No, hold your breath. Breathe.
Seriously, but it helps. It helps
learn today.
It helps build the comfort and helps build the confidence to eventually be to the point, like I said, where it no longer requires simply stimulation of the G-spot. It's something that eventually, once you know, kind of get comfortable and your body kind of gets into that rhythm of doing it, that's something that can be done, whether you're having penetration or clitoral stimulation or any other type of stimulation. It's something that your body's just more inclined and easier to do.
Yeah.
So
I just think it takes a while to kind of learn a partner, for real.
Absolutely. Like, you know, absolutely.
All the nuances. I mean, obviously you're going to get a high level stuff, you know, 67% of that, whatever. But there's a lot of other things to it. So, you know, you definitely want to have that conversation. But as we're talking about squirting yum yum juice everywhere here, that to and fro and stuff like that, you know, we got yum yum juice, Miss Miriam over there in the corner. She kicked up with the cup. You know what I'm saying? She relaxed and joined the conversation. So we're going to segue to her. We're going to switch our positions. We'll be right back. It's about 2 to 3 minutes when we set up. Thanks, guys.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on? We living.
Hey, you didn't have to talk about the glizzy this week.
Hey, you feel me though? You feel me? I'm like, what is he doing right now?
I laugh about that always.
Is that been moving?
Yeah, mommy.
So that live's still going on. We're still there. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have you sit.
You want me to move, right?
Yeah. Taja, if you can swing over there.
And
welcome back. What's going on? Sorry for the setup. Welcome.
Hello.
Miss Yum Yum Juice, indeed.
How's everybody?
We okay? We're making it.
We're making it.
Man, you're halfway through a bottle. I'm trying to open mine, get my situation
situated.
No.
The cup is still full. The cup is still full.
The cup runneth over. Man.
I just had to show people that I also like my own product.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
I just try not to dibble and dabble too much because I'm going to drink up my own profit.
There you go. You heard Biggie. On your own supply. She's walking around yummy everywhere.
But I rarely drink, so this is a good business for me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that when I do drink once in a while, I just like it to taste smooth,
right,
like juice. And that's what we got going on.
It's definitely like a Wednesday drink. So you could sit down on
this is an everyday drink.
That's the problem. See, I can't say that out loud and people look at me like I'm crazy. Like it's an everyday. It is an everyday drink.
No, it's an everyday drink.
I know it is.
It's an everyday drink.
So smooth. It's relaxing.
You drink juice every day.
I do. I'm about to drink yum yum juice every day. Don't judge me.
Not all day, but just
wait a minute.
You know,
I like juice
at a certain time of day.
Yeah,
when
like
it's time to unwind and have some grown up juice. Cheers.
Exactly.
Yes. Kids are in bed. It's nice and quiet.
Oh, I pregame like 30 minutes before the kids get to bed. It's 30 minutes leading up to that. Y'all know what time it is. Bedtime. It's bedtime. You gonna get your life together. But you know,
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, thank you for coming back. I appreciate it.
No problem.
A lot of love. Everybody's like, hey, you know,
I enjoyed it last time. We had a good time.
Absolutely. I wanted to at least get you on the radio. Out heard. This juice is amazing. It's booming right now everywhere. People hit me up left and right. Yo, I gotta get some. Real quick, can you just tell these people where they can get the yum yum juice real quick?
So you can order it directly through me. You can call me. 202-907-4054. Or you can follow me. My Instagram is MARIYAM1985. Or my Facebook is MARIAM, last name HASHIMI. But the best way is to hit me up on my cell. Just directly text me or call me. That's the quickest way that I could get back to you. And as long as I'm in stock, I got you. But I sell out pretty
quickly.
So
you always sold out. You talking about every time I check the site, you sold out.
And that is
I have to go
like,
through my connect to get
listen,
mine.
Listen, that is my biggest complaint is as to how come you don't make enough? How come you always sell out?
You're right.
So as when you start a business and your product grows, mm-hmm. the number one thing you cannot do is drain the quality to try to get the quantity up to speed.
Bingo.
I cannot quickly hurry up and try to make a batch so that the next person can get some due to the sake of a dollar.
Right.
But
right.
then they're not going to get the same taste that the person previous to them got. You know
right.
what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying? So for me, a big thing is quality over quantity right now. And the fact that I do use cold pressed juices,
mm-hmm.
The shelf life isn't real long on it. So I try to do it in batches, and I want every batch to taste the same. So
it does. It really has consistency.
You so know,
it's
for
very, it's very consistent
for everybody that always inquires, "Why are you sold out?" I'm only one person.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's a good thing. I mean, you know, you know your inventory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you make this amount, you know, you can profit this amount, which is a lot of people. People don't process that in business, like, you know,
right.
your inventory, really managing that, buying all the stuff that you need to really go out, and then you have to sell it.
Right.
And you consistently have to be sold out. If not, you're eating that cost. How
right.
are you able to manage all that?
But you know what? Sometimes it's good to be sold out.
It's a blessing.
You know, and you also, at least people are able to see that, hey, I'm not the only one buying this product. Mm-hmm. This is a product that's not hyped up. But people do post it. I only tell people they can vouch for me. Only post it if you like it.
Yeah.
That's it. Just post it if you like it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like it, give me some feedback. Let me know. But it's not easy to manage. If it was easy, everybody be doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the biggest things for me always was procrastination. It wasn't that I wouldn't get something done. But I would wait till the last minute, you know? And I'm going to be real with you. Procrastination should be like a sin because you miss out on so much just waiting and waiting and waiting. There's never a perfect time to start a business.
Never.
No,
But you know what, though? And you're so right about that. But I would imagine that you would feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel the same way. When you have people that are relying on you to bring that product, right, and you're worried, and you're not worried about, but you want to make sure that you're maintaining your level of, you know, dignity and integrity in your business, right?
Yeah.
It pushes you to want to go ahead and be on top. It's like an extra push, right? Let me go
ahead definitely.
And get on top, you know.
Definitely.
Like you know, I don't feel like getting up and doing this right now.
Right.
Let me do this post. Let me get this delivery made.
Exactly.
Let me do, you know, whatever, that little, those small little steps.
No, you're right. You're right. And the last time I was here, you know, we were talking about being selfless. And again, when you know that you're giving somebody a good product and they enjoyed their birthday with this product, or they just had a good time with their family and it gave them an extra little kick, you know, that night to have some better laughs and just have a good time. You know, you want to deliver a product again to them, but of the same quality,
right?
You know, so that's why I tell people, if you have an event or something, just let me know at least a couple of days in advance. If I'm sold out, I will make sure I will get it done for you so you can have whatever event you have going on. So it's not easy, you know, but I'm going to tell you this. I learned a lot before I started doing this, but every day it's like you learn something new. It's like a never-ending learning process.
A journey, right?
Definitely. A journey. Definitely a journey. And again, I'm not the smartest person in the world. I'm not the person that has all the answers to all your business questions. But I'm just somebody who been through life and decided to take a chance and to manifest my vision. Amen. is really what it was. You know, you can't have will and then not have action behind it. You can't just sit there and think of something like, oh man, this is a good idea, I'm gonna do it, but you don't make no plan, you don't make no calls, you know. And then there's people that I know personally, and I've done this myself. Well, I don't have the money to start up this business right now.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you this. If you really want to change your life, if you really want to do something and start a business, there's so much money we spend every day on frivolous things. If you took 1 year of your life and every time you wanted to go out to eat, go on a trip, go gambling, whatever your vice is, whether it's buying clothes, shoes, whatever it is, if you took all that money for 1 year and just put it in one account, you would be able to either start a business or pay off debt to raise your credit to be able to take out a loan to be able to start a business. There are so many of us who have such great ideas. It's not just me. I just really had this vision and I really wanted to put it out there to everybody. And I'm glad that everybody likes it. But then also, you know, when you do have something, you have to innovate something else. Mm-hmm. You have to keep people interested. You have to come up with something new. So I have something in the works, you know. Be looking out for it. I just want to let everybody know. And this next thing is nothing compared to what I got right now. So I'm geeked over it myself, and I can't, you know.
That's what we're doing?
Yeah. Look, I can't, listen, Alex, I can't drink too much. I mess around telling my damn self, you know.
Hold on. You need some more yummy. drink.
Just in the last week since I've met you, you know, I've passed along to a couple people and
right.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Thank
and
you.
No problem. I'm always, especially to see a woman doing her thing, I love
right.
it. I absolutely love it. So I'm can't wait to see whatever you do next. But what are your goals? What are your short-term, long-term, whatever, what are your goals, like, you know, for your business, for your life?
So I would definitely like to see where this goes by the end of the summer.
Okay.
I figured if I can accomplish this much in a few weeks, what does the next 6 months have in store? But again, when you think of something like that, you got to have something else coming out of the bag. You got to have better product coming out to the people. You got to want people wanting more. You can't just this one thing is going to take me all the way. You got to continue to put work in, continue to make better products. And I feel like if I do that, maybe we can get this on a national level. Mm-hmm. You know, I have people reaching out, honestly, my girl Mo in Texas. I have people just all over. And I have multiple people in Texas mm-hmm. that I went to school with, Atlanta, Florida, California, who are asking for it, you know.
That's awesome.
It's just been... just nothing but honestly, like, positivity. If anybody has hated, you know, I haven't heard about it. And so that's a good thing, you know, because usually you have hate that comes along with any success or anything that you're trying to pursue, you know. Right. And it could even be family, you know what I mean? So you just never know.
You never know.
But at the end of the day, I feel like if there is anybody that shows hate, if you respond to it, then you're giving out that same energy.
Lowering yourself onto that vibration.
Yeah, like you're gonna, if they're showing hate and you respond to it, then you're showing hate back. Mm-hmm. So the best thing is to just not respond. You know what I mean?
Just stay on your level.
Yeah, definitely. And I definitely feel like people that do spend their energy doing that or being jealous or whatever the case may be, if they just took that time and put it into themselves and a vision that they might have, you know, everybody would just be a lot more happier, but you know, that's not the way that the world works, you know? So
it's levels, right? It's levels of growth people have to go through, and they have to, you know, grow through as well, right? Being able to look into themselves.
Oh, definitely, because I definitely feel like jealousy, envy, and hate and all those things, it comes from somewhere. It comes from something you may have been through, but you know, I personally haven't experienced any of that when it comes to this. You know, I've gotten a lot of constructive criticism, feedback. I've had people talk to me about the name of the brand, the label, just different things that I might need to work on, you know. And these are people that I haven't talked to in years that are still trying to give me feedback, you know. Mm-hmm. People who might have their master's in marketing and things like that, you know.
Hey.
And so that's
free
a blessing
game.
For me.
Free game,
yeah,
right?
Cuz like that's my homegirl,
yeah,
you know, and
absolutely.
She could have
showing you love.
Right.
Yeah.
One of my homegirls, yeah, and she hasn't seen me in years and she could have easily charged me for the information that she has given me. Yeah. So I do thank her for that. But yeah, I enjoy what I'm doing and that's what pushes me every day to keep going because again, we're working 9 to 12 hours a day.
I seen you. I seen you. I seen you. Yeah. Now making deliveries.
And then, you know, you also got the other half of your life where you're a parent.
Right.
You know, you're a daughter. You're a sister. Yeah. It's not just this, yeah. You know.
But that's important, too, right? You want to make sure you have some things to keep you grounded. Right?
Definitely.
And balanced. Regardless
Definitely.
Of whatever you're going have going on and whatever endeavors you're going. However high you, and I can't wait to see how, because I already know. I can already feel it. Just since I've met you, I can tell you're going to go to the top. And
thank you.
I'm so excited for you. But you need to have that as well, right? That balance, keep you grounded.
Definitely.
And keep you kind of in check, right?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. So. And trust me, when you have kids, they keep you all the way in check.
Yeah, because they don't care. Don't care about none of that
they don't
stuff.
Care about no yum yum juice.
We'll learn
today. Come in here and come in your fart in your bed and all kinds of
wild
stuff.
Yeah, like we supposed to watch Tom and Jerry tonight.
Like, what's your
it's
problem?
It's on HBO Max.
Right, what's your problem, Mom? This is what you told me. This is what we're going to do,
I
right?
I don't care about them 200 empty bottles sitting there that need to be washed.
Oh, you are so right about that.
So, yeah, definitely. I think it's a little harder for a woman, you know, who tries to start a business. But I do have, you know, the couple of people that are my support system and help me with everything. You know, I greatly appreciate them.
Takes a village.
Definitely.
I'm with you on that.
You know.
I'm with you on that.
But what happened to your bottle, Alex? You need another one, baby.
Let me tell you something.
His yum-yum juice is gone,
no.
Y'all.
You see how I position these cameras. You see that? That there.
All the,
like,
all the cameras are
all
away from
way.
Him.
Right. I'm just over here setting. Listen, I'm finna get lit. I don't know what you doing. Y'all keep talking. Enjoy yourself. I'm finna turn up. I done told you it felt like a good vibe today. Y'all do your thing.
Are you at the beach?
You ready to get ready to go?
I've been at the beach. I've been at the beach in my
ready
brain.
To get turned up for Pop's birthday.
Listen,
Pop's birthday. Hey. He take them some yum-yum juice.
No, man.
For his birthday.
My dad talked too much shit. So
just real quick, I just wanted to ask you as far as where you're at with your business now and kind of things are, you know, how things are evolving. And I know you told us last time, you know, this is something that you started amongst the pandemic, right?
Right.
So it's still pretty new, right?
Right. Very new.
No,
very new.
Doing awesome. So at this phase in your business, what are you looking for? What are you kind of looking at? Because I know we're on the same level. I can already feel you. I just feel your energy. What are you trying to manifest and attract in your life right now? What are you trying to get to?
Honestly,
so
like I said last time, everybody looks for financial gain.
Mm-hmm.
I want to create generational wealth.
Okay.
I want to get it to a platform to where I can leave something to my other half. I can leave something to my kids. They can take this and use it and leave something for their kids. Mm-hmm. It's so many times that, you know, we don't do things like that. Mm-hmm. We are always thinking for the moment,
right.
You know, but you got to really think about the future, you know?
Absolutely.
And for me, I really want them to be able to see with hard work, you can achieve whatever you really want to achieve, no matter what life puts you through.
Right.
So I definitely would like to get it again. It would be really such an achievement if I could get it to the national level. You know, we went to LAX and the owner there, he loves the drink.
When you have
somebody who literally like has tasted everything and does tastings all the time with some of the biggest celebrities just show you mad love like that, you know? Thank you.
Just let you know you're heading on the right direction, right?
Absolutely. It just kind of reiterates like, okay, you know what? The sleepless nights, everything is worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you just got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it until you truly manifest where you want to go.
It's going to happen.
And my youngest daughter is adamant, and I mean adamant, about being a foster mom. She's been staying this for like 3 years now.
How old is she? I'm just curious.
She's 7.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all she talks about.
Okay. It's on her heart. On her little heart. Yeah.
What she's going to do.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Because she's seeing you and how you're working and how you're giving back. And that's something, too. You know, we talked last time about you giving back.
And that's a huge thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, for those of you who didn't tune in last time, there was a part of my life where I was very embarrassed to talk about this. But I went through a domestic situation where I literally almost lost my life. Mm-hmm. That right there will tear you down, but boy, you can rebuild yourself better than you were before.
All the way
and let
up.
Me tell you, one of the
All
most
the
dangerous
up.
Things is somebody who has been taken to a point where you have nothing. When you can rebuild yourself first emotionally and then mentally, then financially, it's very hard for anything to stop that person at that point in time.
Amen.
So no matter how hard this gets, I'm willing to stick with
it. Right.
You know what I mean?
And you've been to the bottom, right?
Right,
you've
right.
You've been to the bottom.
Right.
You ain't ever
and I got
back,
a partner
back
that helps
place.
Me out immensely.
That's what's up.
You know, and I just, I'm thankful, but I'm thankful that I have the drive to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because look, if you don't have the drive to do it, when you get tired, when you get weary,
you don't want to do it.
You don't want to do it. You're going to quit.
Yes, you are.
So just having that nonstop drive, you know, going to sleep at 4 a.m, waking up at 7, being a mom, then jumping into the business, then going back into a regular job. Because look, y'all, I still need my benefits.
Hey. Health
you
insurance.
Know, yes. Hey.
Right.
Checked out.
Right.
So, but yeah, I want to get to a point where I'm able to give back to women who are domestic violence survivors who might not be in a situation where they can work countless hours at work to be able to rebuild their life. Like I said last time, I'm telling y'all, the last thing you want to do sometimes is put your hand out when you're at rock bottom. You just, you don't want to do it, especially if you're one of them type of people like I was. I was never used to anybody doing anything for me. Mm-hmm. It was always, you know, I always had to figure it out. I always had to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So then I've been in a situation, I'm telling you, where I had so much money, I'm finding $100 bills in the dryer. Like, I had so much money, I didn't even know what to do with it.
Mm.
But then I found myself in a situation where I literally had nothing. And it was because I decided to leave my situation. And
right.
I left everything and I just literally started from scratch. I mean, like 2 bags and literally started from scratch. But nobody would have known that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And people got to get to a point where you're okay with your story.
Mm-hmm.
You're okay with what you've been through in life. You
That's
can't
your
be
truth.
Embarrassed.
That's your truth.
That's your truth.
And it made you who you are.
Exactly. And I just want to tell any women that are listening, if you've ever been in that situation, if you are in that situation, do not ever blame yourself or wonder why this happened to you. That is not for you to figure out. All you are to do is to heal from this. You cannot figure out why somebody else did something that they did to you. So rebuild yourself, ladies. If you haven't been through anything and you just want to start a business, just don't procrastinate. Take the initiative to do it. There is so much money out here for everybody to get. There's no need to hate on nobody. And I'm out here just trying to build for my kids. That's what I'm doing.
And you go through cycles, you know. You go through cycles in life, right? When you go through that, you learn through it.
Absolutely.
You grow and build through that. And you know, hey, you know, you learn, like, hey, I'm better than this.
Right.
I'm done with this. Right. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and shed this shit and go on ahead and move on and elevate, right?
Absolutely. Level up to the next. Telling y'all, absolutely. Once you rebuild mentally and emotionally, and let me tell you another thing. When you learn not to react to people, things that they say,
that's a big
thing. Or the things that they do,
that's it.
You have the most control over anything and anybody.
Yep. When you have power over
you
yourself
have
and
power
your
over yourself absolutely. And your emotions,
absolutely.
You are like literally unstoppable.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. Nothing's going to be able to stop you at that point.
You have the drive. Everything is instilled in you. At that point, you're at the bottom. Everything else is instilled in you. You
absolutely.
Know what I'm saying? You done been through the rigors. You done been through this. You almost had to ask somebody you wanted to, but you can't. Your pride won't let you. You just got to figure it out. And at that particular time, once you start elevating, you know, and ascending in that new space, you know, you're growing.
Right.
You know, and that growth is really fueled by your passion to whatever it is that you're doing.
Right, right.
So I really commend your business.
Thank you.
Shout out to the empty bottle.
I mean, literally, he drank it like it was like straight juice,
regular
y'all.
Juice,
nothing
yeah.
in it.
Damn. Happy Wednesday.
Juice a little chaser.
So just one more time, can you make sure that everybody knows how to reach out to you?
Okay, y'all.
How to get the yum juice
listen,
for themselves.
I'm telling you, you have to try this juice. It's 6 premium liquors, 3 cold-pressed juices, and 3 mixers that have alcohol in them. Mm-hmm. It's about 80% alcohol in each 16-ounce bottle.
Yes.
But it tastes like juice. Mm-hmm. It's so much yummy in it that when you put it in the freezer, it doesn't even freeze. It's good. So anybody who hasn't tried it, please reach out. I'd love to do business with you. Again, you can call me, text me anytime. If I don't answer, please just leave me a message, 202-907-4054. My Instagram is MARIYAM1985. Make sure you follow me. Show a little love.
All right.
And again, ladies. I wish y'all the best.
Amen. Amen.
Miss Yum Yum Juice herself
yum
in the
yum
building.
Queen.
The way Yum Yum
Queen. The Yum Yum Queen in the building.
Yeah.
With the bottles.
Big ups to everybody. Shout out to everybody who's purchased it. Snake showing me mad love. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate y'all.
We out here, personally. What's up, Chief? What are going on? Hey, appreciate you guys tuning in.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Yum Yum Queen. Appreciate that. Miss Tasha, as always, thank you guys.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you guys tuning in. This is
I'll
it.
See you, Bob Selfies. Thank you.
Yeah, BYOV. Holla at y'all next week, next Wednesday.
All right. Yeah. Thank
take
y'all.
It easy and
thank
we'll
y'all so
y'all.
Much.
Be easy. Go on.
M-E-T-R-O. With the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure. Foot on their neck, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure, so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more